right, guys, welcome to a new episode of the Bid Nerds. Thanks for hanging out. Woo-hoo. My name is John Polnick, coming to you from Las Vegas, downtown, Container Park, right here at the Rami Studio, along with my partner, Michael Deeb, in San Francisco. And did we ever name your studio, Michael Deeb? We've been doing this for a long time, but I don't know if we have a name for your studio needs a name.
Yeah, no. I know. We'll have to work on that. Let the nerd herd come up with a name for the studio.
That's a good idea. There you go. Dungeon. Crowdsource the name for the Deeb Studio. There it is. You guys
name the studio contest, and we'll send you a Recaro Racing Seat cell phone holder or something like that. You know,
I ordered stickers. We have new Bid Nerd stickers coming, so we will have those for Luft Cult, and then we'll start sending those out to people. Whatever we have left over, but I'll save a stack for the nerd herd that's been waiting for a long time for those. So we'll get some of those out to you. I'm going to make some, dude, I am so excited for Luft Cult. You have no idea. I have a big surprise. I have a surprise for you, Deeb. So whatever you're planning on wearing, on Saturday, just make sure that it's something that can be covered, because I have something for you. Chef, our good friend, Chef Williams from Vegas Auto Fest. Him and I over at the Dirt Eye Porsche podcast with Dwayne Wick. We bought these things. I can only describe them as Porsche moo-moos. I mean, they're old school work coats. So they're in that work, those jumpsuit type outfits, or not outfits, but material, that heavy duty kind of workman outfit. But it's not a lab coat, so it doesn't have a collar. It just goes. It has just a one way collar, and it zips all the way up, and they just go straight down to your knees. And they look like a muumuu to me. That's all I can think of. But they're like workmen's muumuus, and we've got Dur or Die logos. We're gonna put on the back, and we'll put a Bid Nerds one on the front. And,
oh my god!
The whole Dur or Die crew are gonna wear them. So we've got one for you.
The whole, what do we call it? The Cars Unknown lexicon, right?
It's the ecosystem. It's the fascination ecosystem, yes.
Yeah. All right, cool.
We're creating a little world. All right. Well, guys, usually tune in for this is the show where we nerd out on the most interesting car of the day. Today, we're going to divert from that today just a little bit. Definitely have an interesting subject, but it came to our attention recently that I need to pause. So it came to us that recently from someone who's been on the show. I'm not going to name names on this one.
Yeah.
Because it came to us in confidence. There's only been a handful of people on the show, so you guys can try to figure it out. But we talk about platforms, the cars on the auction platforms. That's what we do. We make predictions on the most interesting car of the day and what's going to happen with that car's auction, right? And it's not uncommon for us to talk about cars on P car market, as well as Bring a Trailer, Cars and Bids, and Marked, and some of the other ones. But P car market, just over and over and over again, the results are kind of all over the place. And we've seen them bring some big money for cars, and
absolutely
kudos to them for that. But over and over and over again, it seems like every time we have a guest on the show, whenever we have a third nerd, what happens? We start talking about, we'll talk about five cars in a session, right? And one of them will be something from P car. And every time we hit the P car, the guest is just like, oh, God.
Ooh.
Right? On the stuff that you guys don't see that we record on the off camera or, on the off recorded stuff, some of the stuff we've heard about P car market over and over and over again, just some ish talking. So, okay. And we've not been shy about our opinion of that platform and the people who run it. But something kind of interesting popped up recently. The guys over at P Car Market, what's the name of the main guy there? Do you remember his name? Jim on the – Jim, who is like the second in command there.
Right.
Mr. Burns' little guy. We had him on the show a long time ago, and he was a nice enough guy. So whatever. What I want to get to is P Car Market released a video on one of their two YouTube channels. They have one, or at least two, I know they have at least two YouTube channels. They have P Car Market Live, where they do kind of market reviews, and they'll do, showcases on specific cars and stuff like that. And they obviously spent some money on it and spent some time. It's pretty polished and well done. I don't think those guys are talented at all. I think that they do an awful job. You know, unlike our show, we're talented, but we have no polish whatsoever. We're just, okay, yeah. We don't have any talent either. We're the worst. But they obviously spent a bunch of money on studio and gear and hired somebody to help them out because neither one of them have ever clearly done anything on camera. But so that isn't the channel that they launched this video on. They launched a video on another channel that apparently they use to host the cars, videos about the cars that they sell. So if a customer has a driving video or whatever, they host it on that channel. And so apparently they released a video addressing a complaint, a supposed complaint that they had gotten on the popular Porsche forum, Renlist. If you're a Porsche fan, if you've been a fan of Porsches for a long time, like I have, you're probably a member of Renlist. Maybe you're not. Yeah. Maybe you've never heard of Renlist, but it's a big online community that's been around for quite a while. Someone apparently went on Renlist and complained about a specific auction. And the guys at P-Car Market are disputing said complaint in what can only be described as a boomer rant. So I'm going to play a bit of this for you guys.
Yeah.
And we'll
Just so you know, if you go to YouTube, it's literally called the P-Car Market Customer Complaint Response Video. So literally, defense is its middle name. It's kind of funny. There it is right there at the bottom. Yeah. You can see it the way John framed it. So you can see how it's that's the title in YouTube.
All right. So here we go. We're going to play a little bit of this. So here we go.
And I wanted to just take a moment of your time. First of all, thank you to everyone who's been part of our platform over the last 4 years. Yeah. It's been an exciting time, and we thank everyone who's been part of it. Unfortunately, I'm here, however, to address a complaint. We felt it was important to get on, not just write as a response, but to tell you about this, because it's very disturbing. We know that
very
the internet
disturbing.
Is a place where
are
people can spew and,
very.
And sometimes just say things that are not factual, sometimes really shocking things, not just about our company. But
I'm shocked.
We see it all
you.
Over the place, and it's very, very difficult to watch. But this particular one was towards us.
Can you pause it right there for 1 second?
Absolutely, absolutely. We got
just pause it. Pause it right there. I know. I just have to tell you, when this was sent to me and I watched it, up to that point, I thought he was talking about us. I'm like, uh-oh, what do we do now? And when he said, it's about this guy who bid on a particular car.
Well, hold on. We'll get to that. Okay, we'll get to that because up until this point, you know, he starts out with the kind of typical, you know, talking point PR kind of like, oh, we love our customers. All the things that a car dealership says, but doesn't actually do. It's like this. It's the car dealers invented gaslighting. We're here to help the customer. we all have seen what you're doing. Anyways, okay. It's kind of like he uses the word spew. Yeah. Watching the internet is disturbing and because people spew hate. It's like
whoa.
Bro, we've all been to Thanksgiving dinner with that uncle or that grandfather that starts talking about something in society, and we all know he's a racist piece of crap, right? You know, now I'm not saying that P-Car is racist or anything like that, but we all know it's like this feigned shock, this guffaw, this pearl clutching, as if a used car salesperson has never been called out on their ish, okay?
Yeah,
give
totally.
Us a break. Dude, we know what you're all about. You, if this were 1975, you'd have a checked jacket, right? It would be plaid.
Right. White belt.
So in 2023, he wears a jacket from the Porsche, you know, motorsports store. It's the same thing. All right, let's go back to the video. Because we haven't even gotten to the complaint yet, and already the inauthenticity here is off the charts. Okay, let's go back. Let's see if we can get this to work.
A gentleman bid on a vehicle. It was a GT3. And he went on Renlist and you know, used verbal abuse and went on there to really talk poorly about the company.
I'm surprised they know how to use Renlist. This is kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, somebody brought it to their attention.
Somebody brought it to their attention.
Yeah.
They used naughty words. Like this guy, this used car salesperson. How many times does this guy drop an F-bomb on a daily basis? Yeah. And he's acting like, oh, I'm so incensed that someone would say a bad word on the internet.
Oyster Bay, which is basically Western Long Island, this guy swears for a living. And is as a car salesman, he has the foulest mouth of almost anybody short of a longshoreman. You know what I mean?
We are speculating for the record. We don't know for a fact. He might, you know, never use swear words. We've never heard him say a swear word to qualify. But listen to the guy's accent. You think this guy's never dropped an F-bomb or an F-A something else bomb or an N-bomb? Give me a freaking break. All right, let's go back.
Disturbing, you know, because of how hard everyone works here and how important every one of you are to us.
Oh, we're all so important to him.
What we do 24 hours a day to make sure that people are happy.
24 hours.
Have someone write a comment like that. It's very, very disturbing.
He's so disturbed. I could just feel the pain coming from him.
Personally,
the low T coming through this video is just painful.
Affects me because I see these people affected by these comments, and it's very, very upsetting to see them.
Yeah, his crew, they're all just a bunch of saints sitting around. Look, we all know that PCAR Market digs through ads on Renlist, right? If you so Renlist has a very popular classified ads marketplace, right?
Yeah.
So people, that's a very popular way to find and buy and sell you know, classic Porsches or any Porsche for that matter, in a way to avoid car dealerships and guys like this.
Yeah.
Right. So his sales team has people going out and
prospecting.
Not just prospecting. It'd be one thing. And I'm actually okay with that. It'd be one thing if someone from PCAR Market reached out, hey, I like your fill in the blank car. I'm from PCAR Market. We'd like to list it for you and blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. You're being upfront with that. You're opening. But what they do, and I know this for a freaking fact, right? I've had it done to me multiple times. They've reached out to me as if they're a prospective buyer, not as a prospective, essentially, consigner, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll ask you about the car as if anyone else that would. They'll lead you along, and then it's a lead, right? It's a bait and switch.
Bait and switch. Yep.
And that is the shadiest ish. The whole reason for these auction platforms, or the reason why I think they're so successful in this time, in this era that we live in, Deben, and I want your opinion on this, but I believe that.
Yeah.
The reason why BAT and Cars and Bids and even PCAR Market to a certain extent is popular is because this model is a disruptor. I can't speak.
Right.
A disruptor for the classic car dealership model. People are sick of car dealerships. People are sick of this kind of disingenuous crap that you know, used car salespeople put out there. So they're like, okay, we can bypass all of that and go right to, you know, someone who is selling an enthusiast car. And, you know, even, and let's face it, dealers sell on these platforms too. And that's okay because they're a dealer that clearly knows that, okay, here's an enthusiast car. Let's put it on a platform where we're going to find an enthusiast audience. It's not like when you're cruising through Auto Trader and you find a classic Porsche at the local Nissan dealer and you're like, oh my God, somebody traded in a 911 here, and now I'm going to have to go talk to these a-holes who are going to be like, you know, let's have you fill out the Foursquare. What do you think of that, Deeb? Is that why they're so popular, the auction platforms, or am I off on
Absolutely. That? Absolutely. So car salesmen have earned over the last half century, basically since World War II, a reputation for being sharks, and they're out to take advantage and rip people's faces off. And they still do it today, especially on used cars, which is, you know, what what these auction platforms sell. You notice these auction platforms aren't selling new cars, they're selling used cars. And in a lot of cases, special interest cars. So there's, you know, there's like this perfect storm of technology insulating the prospective buyer from having to go face to face and get, you know, put in a situation where they will cave because they don't like the situation they're put in, you know, like on an emotional level. So car buying has started to proliferate online. Now the auctions allow, you know, the everyday consumer to bring their car, do the best job they can with marketing it. That's photographs, that's things regarded, you know, records, service records, and then you can take the car and have the car inspected. You could have photographs taken from underneath the car, all these things you could do to bring the car to market. And I think the other thing that really helps the auction is that we're going to put your car up and we're going to see what the market says your car is worth. And if that number is higher than your minimum number, your car is going to sell in like 7 days. And so, you know, those things have just taken the online experience and knocked it out of the park. And I would say when you look at Auto Trader and when you look at Hemmings News, places where I would look at cars all the time, eBay, which is such a stale product at this point, it's just unbelievable to me that eBay hasn't pivoted just a little bit to adapt some of the things that the car auction platforms are using to their great advantage. Anyway, I just...
Okay. So, I mean, let's get back to this. This is where he starts to talk about, you know, the guy from P-Car Marketing. This is where he starts to talk about what the complaint that he's, the supposed complaint that he's addressing. So let's go back.
And have to read these things.
Oh, these were,
okay, he was the high bidder.
Sorry, guys, I'm going to bounce around.
Absolutely not true. So the gentleman purchased a bid on a car. The car went up to a certain amount, and he was the high bidder. The auction ended. And there was a no reserve. The car was not sold because the car fell short. As always, Jim, along with the team, but primarily Jim, will call and speak with the high bidders and give them the opportunity to bring their offer higher. And we are really always there to help to bridge the gap and put a deal together. It's very simple.
Okay. I mean, again... give the buyer and seller an opportunity. We are there to facilitate putting a deal together. There's a word, it's called hounding. It's called pestering. It's called pressure. Okay. This is not a high road that you're taking. This is not a feature. This is something that people hate about P-Car Market. It's one thing to say, okay, high bidder gets a chance to make an offer. But look, I tried to find this complaint on Renlist. I went on to Renlist and I searched P-Car Market, right? And I couldn't find anything about this transaction. Now, that's not to say it's not there. We don't have a research department. I just went on there myself and did a, you know, cursory. But one thing I did, I mean, I found a ton of other complaints. I mean, like it was like one after the other after the other. Listed my Carrera, high bid was 90K, failed to meet reserve, had offers in hand from Renlist at $100,000 at this point, received a phone call immediately after auction asking me to allow them to move the car to deal tank and broker deal. I declined, but then that was not okay with them. They threatened, they said that I was informed that I would be held to the terms of agreement, which included I would put the car in the deal. You know, it was very aggressive call and approach. I called bullshit and sold the car privately. This is, I'm just reading from someone's comment. They apply pressure. Jim doesn't call and say, "Hey guys, how you doing? I got some jelly beans for you. Having a great day."
Oh my God.
I'm gonna pause for a second. Okay, so again, just to reiterate, I couldn't find the complaint. I found all kinds of other complaints on Renlist. I just read one of dozens in one thread. Just one thread, guys.
On Renlist.
People talking about not being able to get their buyer's premium. Like they got the $5,000 buyer's premium when they were the high bidder, and then they went to buy the car and something didn't, you know, the seller wouldn't sell it to them, but they still had to pay the buyer's premium. Stuff like that. I mean,
Yeah.
It's just mind-boggling the craziness that we've heard over this. Okay, so Jim talks more and more about how, you know, or not Jim, but PCAR Market, they talk about how they give this the seller and buyer opportunities to close a deal. He says it went wrong. He says that the complainer on Renlist, his account of what happened is different from what actually happened. And he claims that he recorded the phone call. He says,
right.
The good news. Maybe I can get him saying that. Let's hear. I want to see, because I want to hear this. Hold on. Stand by, guys.
And so forth. To buy the car. You can read it's very, very clear. You can read the complaint on Renlist.
Yeah, I couldn't find it, guys.
So the truth is, the gentleman was called. And we left a message. And he didn't pick the phone up, which is okay. In the midst
that's
of
okay, guys.
Us
he says
waiting
it's okay.
for him to call back, the second bidder called, who happened to have done business with us several times before, because he had our phone number and knew to call Jim, and said he wants to buy the car. Jim said to him that you cannot, we do appreciate it, and you'll be able to buy the car if the original high bidder, or the high bidder, does not call back or decides not to take the car. Within minutes, the gentleman who made the complaint called back, got Jim on the phone. Jim gave him an opportunity, told him exactly what was happening, that there is somebody else that is interested in the car, but he has the first opportunity, gave the gentleman an opportunity to come up on his bid. Jim even gave him an opportunity to even make an offer, not even come to a buy now price, but make an offer. The gentleman said, no, thank you. He said, I will stay at my high bid. So Jim said, okay, and proceeded to hang up the phone and called the second high bidder, and the deal was put together.
This is just amazing.
Story over.
Story over. Story over, guys.
Goes on to Renlist, who was the original high bidder, and said that he was never given an opportunity to buy the car. Read the complaint and you'll see. So it's clearly not true.
Can't find it.
Now, here's the good news. The good news is we have the phone call on tape.
Bing! Good news, guys.
Yeah.
Good news. He has the phone call. Here's the phone call. Right here. They put it in the link below. Check
this out.
Oh, they
did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello? Hi, I'm so sorry. How are you? Jim at Pecan Market.
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I was on the other line, and sorry I missed your call. Thank you for calling. So just to give you a little rundown of what's going on here. So the car didn't make the reserve. We give the first right of refusal to the high bidder on the car. The gentleman on the phone with me was, I thought he was the high bidder. He was actually the second highest bidder, and he really wants the car.
Now, isn't that interesting that he thought the guy he was talking to was the high bidder? Really? They said that he was someone that they knew and had done business with before. Okay, all right.
But I told him, because he knows our phone number, we've sold some cars to him, so I said, listen, I have to offer it to the high bidder, and if he doesn't want the car, then you have a shot at it, and then if you don't want it, it goes into the deal tank. So right now, he had the reserve at 160, hoping it was going to go to like 175 because of the caliber of car. I do have contracts.
Because of the caliber of car. He freaking used car salesman.
Full right to sell it for 160 if you want the car.
Yeah, that's too high for me.
Okay. Is there something you want me to take to him?
I mean,
you get a limited window right now where, where I could say, hey, he's not paying 160, but he'll pay X. And he may say yes, he may say no, but at least, you know, we take a shot.
Are you guys
feeling
the opportunity here?
The high bid? Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. I will pass it all along to him. And if he decides to take it, you'll get a confirmation.
Okay, so I don't know about you, Michael Deeb. There's what PCAR Market said happened. There's this phone call and the recording of it, and it's put in the comments or in the description center section below. My takeaway isn't whether or not the customer related or the would-be customer related the situation accurately on Renlist. My take isn't PCAR Market's take on how things went down. Mm-hmm. My take is if you talk to someone on the phone at Picar Market, they will record the phone call and share it publicly. What kind of BS is that? What on earth? They shared this guy's phone. Why would anyone do business with Picar Market? I totally understand Picar Market saying, you know what, we're going to record the calls just to have it on because they're slimy and they want to just protect themselves. And if they wind up having to go to court, which you know they will and probably have, that they have some kind of evidence. But to share a potential customer's phone call publicly just screams the... you know, this car salesman does protest too much, methinks. What do you think, Michael Teeb, of that?
This is great because I didn't know you found the phone call.
It was in the description of the video below.
Yeah, I didn't take the time
their
to
video.
Like I said, it was texted to me and I just opened the link and I listened to it when I had 10 minutes while the baby was like taking a nap and I just watched the 9-minute video, but I didn't even look for the phone call. So the fact that you shined that, so there's a lot to unpack and I'll be brief. One, I think with like the whole, and I'm not trying to get all political, but like with the whole Patriot Act, I don't think you can legally do that.
That's not the case. So New York is a single, it's like a one party, because I checked. New York is a one party consent rule. Mm-hmm. So if a party consents to the recording, it's legal for them to record the call.
Wow.
So, you know, it's some states are two party. So I don't know. New York is a single party.
Right. And I don't think there's anything wrong with recording the call, but publicly posting the call and not editing the client's name. Like it literally says, hey, so now we know that the poor guy that didn't get the call.
Well, now I have two things I've got to edit. Thanks. Because I got to beep out his name and I got to beep it when you repeated it right there.
Okay. Well, anyways, so he says the guy's name, right? And that's like that I think is illegal. And then broadcasting the call, I think is also illegal. I mean,
forget the legal part. But it's unethical.
It is totally unethical. But I mean, ethics is like the least of Picar Market's problems. We already knew they were unethical. This is just the proof in the pudding. But like what they're doing is just so out of bounds. It's this thing is mind numbing how poorly it's handled.
I'm not gonna play any more of his video. Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to hear the Long Island guy. But he, you know, he says that, and you can go watch it for yourself. I'll put a link in our description below. But you know, he goes on to say, oh, we've had other issues where we've taken the high road. We've chose to ignore it. And he sounds like Fauci or something like that. But I mean, it's so straw man like Trumpian. You know, we've heard from people that these things are said, but we would never do such a thing. Guffaw.
Right. He says we take the high road, and he's screaming that from the low road while he's like you know, what are they doing? Like dragging this guy, this client through the mud. You know, the client went on a forum and said, "Hey, buyer beware." I presumably right because you couldn't find it. Buyer beware. I had a bad experience with this platform, and since this is where we go to shop, and our you know, chosen favorite brand is in the title of their platform. You should know my experience was bad. And they're dragging this guy. It's like, holy hell, it's so bad.
And we have no idea what correspondence was before that or after that. Mm-hmm. We have no idea the true context of everything. We only have their side of it. And I just think, look, you know, full disclosure, I started my career making car dealership commercials. I've worked with a million car dealerships. I've made thousands of car dealership commercials over the years. I remember when Tesla came out and they didn't have salespeople. I remember telling the dealerships that I represented, I'm like, you need to get rid of salespeople. You just need to let people, you know, all this kind of stuff. It's like, but one thing that I always said to car dealers when we were making commercials for them, even like I adopted the doctor's Hippocratic oath, first do no harm. Right. There's nothing worse than a car salesperson on TV. When you watch one of those old school TV commercials and there's a guy, I'll eat a bug, you know, we'll do anything to sell you a car. Yeah. Including lying and cheating and stealing. We know you'll do anything. That's not a, that's not a, that shouldn't be your slogan, you know.
Right.
But, you know, don't let a car salesman be your spokesperson because they're the worst. Okay. And I know a lot of car salespeople, and the ones that we do still work with are fantastic, like our friends at God and Porsche.
Absolutely.
You know, you're not going to go through this crap there, right? I don't do car dealership commercials really much anymore, but I do for a small handful of clients, and they're ones that I would tell a friend that it's cool to go there.
The dealer principal there is a third generation car guy. He's completely invested in the company, and he's a dyed in the wool, passionate enthusiast. And whenever you see salesmen on a showroom floor, chances are their attitude and demeanor towards you is a trickle down from the dealer principal. And now we can assure you that the folks at God and Porsche are the complete polarity to what we're talking about here with P-Car Market.
Yeah. So I don't know, guys, has anyone had a positive experience with P-Car Market? I mean, like, really over the top. I mean, because that's another thing they say in the video. Oh, we have so many of our customers just really appreciate, you know, everything that we do for them and all the night. You know, they're just like, you know, patting themselves on the back constantly in the rest of this video. It's just, you guys got to watch the rest of it. It is truly hilarious and a case study in what not to do from a PR point of view.
Yeah. Like, if you understand just the gist of marketing, this thing is cringeworthy. It is just, it's like, oh my God. It's like, somebody stop him. Like, he's not really recording this, is he? Like, it's really bad.
What do you guys think? Have you had a positive experience with P-Car Market? Would you do business with them? Would you do business with any company that you knew was recording? Well, okay. You know what? I back up. Pause.
There we go.
I mean, look, you call we've all called the number and it says this call may be monitored or recorded for training purposes.
Right.
P-Car Market has to say this call is being recorded for, and we will be using it against you. It's like a Miranda.
Yeah. This call is being recorded so we can defend ourselves publicly if we think maybe our reputation's been tarnished.
You know, I'll pull the same thing that he's pulling. It's been told to us that this whole thing is fake. This whole thing has been made up in some kind of weird ploy to try to make themselves look good. They're doing anything here. That's just
as the video was sent to me by a really good friend. He was like, I heard this whole thing was like just like nonsense. Like, it was totally made up. And that is unbelievable. Like, that's just crazy.
And
like,
maybe it genuinely is unbelievable. I don't know. Again, no one can find this thread. And if you guys can find this thread, can you, you know, put it in the comments below? Because I'd like to read the actual thread if it exists.
Yeah.
And, you know, because if somebody complains about how the auction went, dude, just shut up. Just don't mention it. Just move on and try to do the actual right thing. Recording your customers or potential customers and putting their stuff up on the internet to make them look bad, trying to shame your would-be customers is not a good look, P-Car Market.
No. Newsflash.
So as we always say, if you are desperate to get your car up or auction right away because you can't get it on BAT quickly or Cars and Bids, you don't think Cars and Bids is right, just, man, deal with P-Car Market. If you're going to do that, just watch your back.
Buyer beware.
Yeah, buyer beware, seller beware. And that goes for bidding, too. There was even a complaint. Someone said that their bid was bumped up somehow. Again, all unsubstantiated, all... Like, but you never hear this stuff about BAT or Cars and Bids. In fact, you hear the opposite. You hear like, you know, somebody bid and won an auction on Cars and Bids. They went to go buy the car and then the seller wouldn't sell it to him for some reason. So Cars and Bids will split the buyer premium with them or something. You know, we've heard all kinds of cool stuff that P-Car or that other platforms have done. But all we hear constantly time and time again is that P-Car Market isn't. But again, we're all ears. This is all speculation. None of this is substantiated. This is all internet, blah, blah, blah. So what do you guys think of P-Car Market and all the auction sites? Let us know in the comments below. We will be back tomorrow with the most interesting car of the day. We won't be talking ish about P-Car Market unless we're talking about a car that's on their platform. But Deeb, anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
No, that's enough for now. Holy moly. Holy cow. What a weird What a weird weekend.
Weird one. See you guys.
Get those nerds!